Architecture forgot to build one critical thing, its own support system. That operational chaos you feel every day, it's why your best people burn out. Why project fees get eaten up from design conflicts being discovered during construction. You have projects not making any profit, and why you're still working after your family is asleep. That's the daily chaos most architecture firms face because practical training is missing from the start. Hi, I'm Caitlin Rosier, an architect on a mission to fix this. The Mentor Dino Academy is your firm's secret weapon for giving you your time back and boosting your bottom line. It's the training system that bridges the knowledge gap, helping your teams master the skills they need to work smarter, reduce costly mistakes, and build a more profitable firm. Stop the chaos. Visit MentorDino.com to learn more. The Academy is the tool to fix the chaos, and this podcast is where we share stories and perspectives that inspire a better way forward.
Hello, and welcome to the Mentor Dino podcast. I'm your host, Caitlin Rosier. I am an architect and founder of Mentor Dino. Join me each week as I speak with amazing professionals in and around the architecture, engineering, and construction industry, as we are all part of a larger interconnected community. We discuss everything from career stories, lessons learned, and advice for others finding their own unique career path. Thank you to all of our current subscribers, and if you're new, welcome to the conversation. And if you like this episode, please do me a favor by hitting subscribe, like, or share it with a friend. It really helps others be able to discover this resource and support them on their own unique career journey.
On this episode of the Mentor Dino podcast, I would like to welcome multiple guests, and I did something a little bit different. I attended an event here in Pittsburgh and actually did mini interviews throughout the event. So I have several professionals that I will be interviewing through this episode, and they let you know a little bit about themselves and getting to know why they chose a career in architecture and design, and sometimes some advice for you as well. So this year I attended MiniCon. MiniCon is the largest commercial design showcase in Western Pennsylvania, featuring the latest interior products and trends from leading flooring, furniture, interior construction, and specialized manufacturers. It is hosted by Franklin, which is more of a local furniture flooring vendor, and they were able to bring in some really cool professionals and great keynotes and panelists for their event as well. So I attended on the Wednesday session day and tried to grab professionals, and I partnered up with Steelcase. So I was within the Steelcase booth interviewing professionals and learning more about the Steelcase products while I was there as well. So thank you to Steelcase for a great collaboration to pull together professionals, talk to them about why they got interested into design and showcasing one of your furniture pieces along the way, because it was meant to be used as a way to collaborate while also standing. And that's what we were doing, is standing and even doing a podcast. So I hope you guys enjoy this episode and enjoy it being a little bit different than normal. Welcome onto the Mentor Dino podcast. What is your name? Who do you work for? And what do you do?
So my name is Shelby Weber. I am VP of Workplace Strategy for JLL here in Pittsburgh, but also the Heartland region. And I help clients make real estate decisions early on before the lease deal is signed.
Awesome. Now, how did you go into that role? Because I find a lot of the times when you go on to the development side, typically it's architect or interior design training, get some experience and shift over. Was that your career path, or did you jump right into it?
Not originally. I was at a firm where they gave me the opportunity to explore and just take ownership over your process. And I really just saw like a gap in the process where interior designers were kind of at the back end of projects. And I really wanted to be at the front end, talking to clients, be client facing, but also have the ability to help guide the project throughout it. So we were really collaborative between interior designers and architects. So I really just built a workplace strategy process from the beginning. of my career, and I'm an interior designer, but I just liked doing this work. So I just kind of built a process where I started integrating it into my projects mm-hmm. and within the firm. And then I moved on to Gensler specifically for workplace strategy, and now at JLL for workplace strategy as well. So I just kind of built my own career path
yeah.
as an interior designer. Yeah.
And a lot of the times it's discovering it for you. And so you have to experience it to figure out what gaps and where your passions are.
Yeah. Yeah. And I loved kind of that client facing, being really getting to know like the human centered side of it, but then yeah. merging it with like real data decisions so that when we got to the design development phase, they're like, wow, you built this off of things that we've talked about the entire time.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And if you could go back and give yourself advice for when you started your career, what advice would you give yourself?
I would say if you find something where there's kind of that gap and you feel like you can fill it, like don't let anyone say that you can't. Just keep being consistent and vocalizing what you like to do to others and how you can like benefit a project from really just looking at yourself as a value add to any situation. So like, what if we did it this way instead of that? And just kind of creating curiosity instead of looking at it as like division within a project. And then you kind of get that trust. And so then when you try to actually roll out something new, such as a workplace strategy process, then they're more open to adopt it.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
But thank you for being on the short podcast.
Yeah, thank you.
Welcome on to the Mentor Dino podcast. So if you don't mind letting my listeners know who you are, who you work for, and what's your role?
Okay, so I'm Allison Swager.
Yeah, I'm going to have you hold that.
I work for Draw Collective in Mount Lebanon. It's an architecture firm. And my focus is in education primarily, but we also do healthcare and community and higher ed.
And interior design.
Yes, I'm an interior designer.
So what got you interested in interior design?
So I kind of always had an interest in it from a young age. Like I would travel a lot with my family and just see a bunch of different cultures, a bunch of different types of design. And it wasn't until I was probably a junior in high school that I knew that was actually a career path. That was kind of always just an interest or a passion. Once I figured it out, it was pretty much set up for me.
Easy peasy.
Yes, absolutely.
Was there anything that geared you towards that education healthcare side?
No, actually. So when I was in school, they really only covered commercial design, like office and workplace and that kind of thing. So until I started applying for jobs in my last semester of college, I didn't even really know this was a path for me. Like it makes sense now that I'm in it.
Yeah.
But and it also makes sense with just my passion for design in general. Like I did not like school my whole life. And a lot of it was because of the environment. So whenever I figured out that it was an environment that I could be in, it was, again, pretty immediate that I wanted to do it.
Yeah. And so I just want to thank you for being on the podcast letting everybody know why you got interested in your design.
Absolutely.
Welcome on to the Mentor Dino podcast.
Thank you.
If you want to introduce yourself to my listeners, let them know your name, who you work for, and what's your role.
My name is Hannah Ellis. I work at ZMM Architects and Engineers in Charleston, West Virginia, and I'm an interior designer.
Welcome up to Pittsburgh from West Virginia.
Yes.
And so what got you interested in interior design?
So my mother has long worked in economic development in our hometown of Charleston, and I loved being able to see her go into these really small towns and our communities, like especially in the southern part of the state. There's like really forgotten like coal towns and people and like the coal industry sort of like not forgotten, but they're sort of like their town has long been forgotten in a way. And so she would go into these towns and help them with economic development plans. And she's just sort of like had a really big impact on these people's lives and sort of helping them jumpstart businesses. And I wanted to go into communities like this, but in a creative way and be able to do something similar and like with design or architecture. So at our firm in Charleston at ZMM, we oftentimes get to work on big projects in towns, but we also get to go into these like small communities and work with like local schools or medical facilities or offices. And it is so awesome to just have like a positive impact on people's everyday life and designing for them. And no matter what they're doing, just being able to like meet these people and just sort of have big impacts in these small communities that we serve. It's exciting.
No, that's fantastic. And re-leavening everything.
Yes.
So thank you for being on the podcast.
Thank you.
Welcome on to the Mentor Dino podcast.
Yes,
if you can let my listeners know your name, where you work, and what's your role.
So my name is Kaylee Schaefer. I work at ZMM Architects and Engineers in Charleston, West Virginia, and I'm an interior designer.
And what got you interested in interior design?
So growing up, my parents would always flip houses and remodel houses, and they would find kind of abandoned houses that were kind of trashed and gross and just completely transform the space for new people to live. And I just thought that was really inspiring, and I wanted to kind of do that on a larger scale, on a commercial scale. So yeah. I love working at ZMM and just being able to be creative and create new spaces for people.
Yeah. Awesome. And thank you for taking the time to be on the podcast
today. Thank you.
All right. Welcome onto the Mentor Dino podcast.
Thank you.
Would you let my listeners know your name, who you work for, and what's your role?
Okay, my name is Ayuki Sulu. I work for CBRE as a dedicated designer, and our client is BNY. And my role is a designer.
Got it. And what got you interested in architecture and interior design?
I don't have the actual time frame, but I remember since I was a kid, I would like to build a little houses with shoe boxes. So I feel it was there, the interest. And then as I grew up, I was thinking of going to medicine, but for some reason I always say, oh, I really want to be a doctor to be able to hire an architect to design my house. And then I realized after a lot of talk to people who was in architecture school that I could pursue that, so that's what I ended up in architecture.
Yeah. And do you have any advice for anybody else looking to go into architecture and interior design?
Oh, yeah. So I would think if you are in doubt or what you want to, if you want to be or not, I just recommend just to research and because sometimes for me it was math that I was oh no, maybe they see a lot of math or maybe they do a lot of math. And I I didn't feel confident about my math in that time. But then after learning the career and that, I realized that it's a whole, it's not just one topic, you know? And yeah, if you want to do architecture or interior design, just be there, talk to people that are in the industry. And I'm pretty sure if you know about it, you'll end up being an architecture or interior design.
Yeah. And thank you so much for being on the short episode of the Mentor Dino podcast.
No, thank you for having me here.
Yeah. Welcome on to the Mentor Dino podcast.
Thanks, Kaylin.
And if you wouldn't mind letting my listeners know your name, who you work for, and your role.
Yeah. I am Alec Kirchman. I work for Rothschild Donau Collaborative. Been there for about a year and a half, and I'm a project architect.
All right. And what got you interested in architecture?
Oh, man. So the story goes that when my family moved to Connecticut, that is where the headquarters of Lego North America is for some reason. My dad got a job there and had a very sweet childhood with tons of Lego bricks. And I think there's a pretty direct line from one to the other.
Yeah, you should just be living in a Lego house at this point.
I should be, yeah.
And if you could go back, what advice would you give yourself when you started your architecture career?
Can I say architecture school?
Yeah, you could do that.
Yeah, I would say, I would tell student Alec that don't sweat it because architecture school and architecture life are actually pretty different. So not to worry about that too much. And early career, Alec, I would say, put the time in, but don't doubt yourself.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
So thank you, Alec, for being on the podcast.
You're very welcome.
All right. Welcome on to the Mentor Dino podcast. Can you let my listeners know your name, where you work, and what is your role?
I am Jacqueline Bergender, and I work at First National Bank. My role there is a workplace analyst, but I focus on process improvement, overall organization, and making everyone's lives easier, hopefully.
And what got you interested in interior design?
I think there's a huge overlap of process improvement and interior design, and one is just, something more screen-based, and the other is more environmental-based, and something that really drew me to interior design is improving people's, whether it's their workplace or their learning environment or their living environment. I think it all can be improved and hopefully making your life easier.
Great. And thank you for being on the Mentor Dino podcast.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks, Jackie.
I hope you enjoyed those lessons from various professionals around the AEC industry. I know I was always intrigued that I wasn't just pulling architects and interior designers. They were professionals doing all sorts of different things in the AEC industry in the Pittsburgh and West Virginia area. So if you did not attend MiniCon, I highly recommend it for next year. It's not just for interior designers. There were architects. There were actually a lot of professionals that work on the owner side that have come through that I was really surprised about. So hopefully you can attend next year's MiniCon. It's usually in the fall timeframe, but keep track of Franklin's website and Steelcase for when those announcements come out next year. I hope you enjoyed our discussion today. Learn some advice to take with you and see how our industry is all tied together to create the world around us. Check out the description below for any links or resources we discussed. If you liked the episode, please do me a favor and hit the subscribe button. Give me a thumbs up and leave a comment below. It really helps others be able to discover this resource and support finding that career path that best works for them. If you know someone that has inspired your own career that you'd like me to interview, let me know in the comments below, or you can reach out to me via my website or LinkedIn. I'd be happy to share their story or your own. Thank you again, and I cannot wait for the next career story I get to share with you next week.